Our next item is the commission's general discussion, and our primary topic here is the continuation of updating the full commission and continuing the process of the Columbia River fishery update that we're in working with Oregon. And I've asked Raleigh Schmitten to kind of bring us up to date on what the current issues are. Raleigh, would you please help us with that?
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. I'm going to read my scribbled notes with a flashlight, but I can do that. Let me set the stage for where we are. If you recall, we briefed the commission right immediately following our meeting with Oregon on Friday the 16th, and preliminarily went through the agreement that we had reached with Oregon, touched on all the key issues. And the commission will have a full briefing plus public hearing at our meeting next week. Oregon has prepared their rule package for action at the commission meeting today, and I'll come back to that at the end of this, my comments. It's not unusual when dealing with a major issue that there have been some issues that have cropped up since we last talked. There are some ongoing discussions on four specific issues. It's too early to know if agreement can be struck, but the select group thought it was important that we keep the commission informed, so I would like to go through those with you. The first issue concerned Young's Bay, the safe area in Oregon. In our discussions with Oregon, they had raised the concept of a so-called bubble, which is actually a buffer area to keep the recreational fisheries away from encroaching in the Young Bay safe area. In our final agreement, we left it open for further discussions. So we were surprised to see that Oregon had included it as a part of their final package for their rulemaking. And we raised it during this last week and have been in discussions on that issue. The point from Washington is that there's a potential effect on Washington recreational fishers. We have not seen any data, nor perhaps is there any data to verify that, but we certainly wanted to know more about it. Second issue, and this issue is come forward from the tackle manufacturers and recreational industry that fishes down in the Lower Columbia, and it's the concerns the agreement that we struck requiring barbless hooks in the main stem and tribs up in the managed through the management area. These groups are seeking a phase in, have indicated issues such as inventory on hand and allowing the need to conform. There is a small minority that simply does not want this to go through at all. The third issue was our joint agreement with Oregon. There should we receive data on sturgeon in 2013 data showing a continued decline, and we would go to a non-retention fishery. That has been a question raised whether that means incidental catch and release or a targeted sturgeon fishery. And Washington certainly has strong feelings about this, and there's been ongoing discussions on that issue as well. The fourth and last issue, if you recall, it deals with summer Chinook. We had changed the phase-in or the transition period, but more importantly, the two parties agreed that after the transition period in 2016, that it would become a 100% recreational fishery. We've been indicated there's an indication from Oregon that the Oregon governor does not support that view. And in fact, apparently he had had previous discussions that there was no indication of prohibiting, you know, any fishery from having at least an opportunity to fish on by the commercial industry. Washington has indicated all along that 100% of summer Chinook, both components, wild and hatchery, come from Washington, come from above Prince Rapids Dam, and we should have a major say in how this fishery is conducted. I'd like to just, I guess, stress that there's no action required of our commission at this point. All four of these issues are important. I guess it would be fair to say that among the select group, certainly we identify the conservation issue of sturgeon, as well as summer Chinook, are probably the most significant, but again, all are important. Final thing, and perhaps the director may have updated information, but we've been told that we may receive a letter from the governor early this morning outlining his comments and his direction to his commission that we'll be meeting, and actually we anticipate they're taking action on these matters today. Chairman, others may want to fill in, but that would be my comments.
Mr. Commissioner Dubia, I think you referred to the sturgeon update. I think you thought I heard you say 2013 update. We were looking at the 2012 update. Was that confirmed?
That's right. Thank you.
We would make a decision for conservation basis. Oregon is meeting today, and there was some questions if that was going to result in a decision. So it appears it's probably going to be that way. So at some point in time today, we will find out Oregon's positions, and they are making rules in their process, a little different than ours. And as Raleigh mentioned, we should be getting a copy of a letter that Governor Kitzhaber is sending in Oregon. We will provide that to everybody as soon as we're privy to that information. And so these four items that Raleigh mentioned are ones that we need to explore, and feel free to contact any of us that are on the committee to discuss that prior to our meeting next week, because they will spend, I think, some significant time trying to figure out the appropriate conservation and benefit for the state on those four issues.
Mr. Vice Chair,
yes. Go ahead, Raleigh.
Could we also ask the director to circulate the letter we anticipate receiving whenever it comes in to all commission members?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Mr. Vice Chair, Commissioner Smith?
Yes, Commissioner Schmitten, or Smith.
Were you expecting that letter from the governor today?
Phil, you might give us an update on what you're aware of. You've talked with the director in Oregon this morning, I believe. Could you give us your best understanding at this time?
Yes, thanks, Mr. Vice Chair. Just as a preface, you should be aware that Governor Kitzhaber has been very involved in this issue all the way along, getting right into these individual issues that Commissioner Schmitten just briefed you on. And I've been in essentially constant contact with Director Elliker as the conversations have ensued over the last few days. This morning, when I spoke with Director Elliker, he did indicate that he was anticipating receiving a letter. He and the Oregon Fish and Wildlife Commissioners would be receiving a letter from Brent Brownscomb, a policy advisor for Governor Kitzhaber. I believe it will be hand-delivered to the Oregon Fish and Wildlife Commission this morning as part of their meeting that they are having on this topic, and that Mr. Brownscombe will be going over the letter in some detail verbally with the commission. Director Elicker indicated to me that as soon as he had an electronic copy of it, he would provide me one, and I will certainly then forward that on to all of the commissioners once I receive that. As of this moment, I haven't received it yet.
Mr. Vice Chair, Commissioner Smith again?
Yes, Commissioner Smith.
Phil, why is the governor so hands-on in this one issue? Is this a... does he have a history of this, or is this unique, or?
Well, Commissioner Smith, the governor's staff began engaging on this issue back in June, and of course there was the Oregon Initiative that would have prohibited any gill nets being used anywhere in the main stem or the safe areas by initiative. The governor felt strongly that fishery management issues and decisions shouldn't be made through the initiative process, but instead should be made by the bodies that were established to make such decisions. And so he directed his staff to work on with different stakeholders on the commercial and recreational side within Oregon and begin to develop a process by which the issue of Columbia River management could be dealt with by the appropriate governing bodies that had been established, that being the Oregon Fish and Wildlife Commission, the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife, and then, of course, in this case, it's extremely important for them to work closely with us. And so that's evolved then into the work group process to consider those matters. He has remained very involved, hands-on involved, as this process has unfolded. And I can only surmise that he believes that this is a very important topic for the state of Oregon and that it deserves his attention in order to bring it to a successful conclusion from his perspective.
Okay, thanks, Phil.
Mr. Vice Chair, this is Commissioner Perry.
Yes, Commissioner Perry.
I have a couple questions here. Number one, what is the Oregon Commission going to do today? Are they going to pass a body of rules that will essentially implement this agreement between Washington and Oregon? And if that's the case, how are we going to deal with these four issues if they've already passed a set of rules that address them and that we don't necessarily agree with?
Mr. Vice Chair, this is Phil. Would you like me to take a crack at that?
Yes. Oh. Sorry, I thought he addressed that to you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear that. Well, Commissioner Perry, first of all, we are anticipating Oregon taking action, their Fish and Wildlife taking action in terms of rulemaking today relative to the, and I will call them recommendations that came from the work group rather than agreement. I'll call them recommendations that came out of the work group process. Their Administrative Procedures Act provides and allows them to take action on rules in a different timeline than we would be able to do. There may be, Commissioner Schmitten indicated, some deviation in the rules that are adopted by the Oregon Fish and Wildlife Commission from those that were embodied in the recommendations for the work group. Let me just speak to a couple of those. That the buffer bubble issue in front of Young's Bay, it's my understanding that the recommendation that will come from the governor, Governor Kitzhaber, to the Fish and Wildlife Commission will be consistent with the recommendations that were made in the work group, so I don't see a divergence in their action from the work group's recommendation on that matter. The barbless hook phase-in piece is different than the recommendations, and so if they pass a rule that implements barbless hooks over a two-year period, and we were to do, we will certainly need, we, the commission, will need to certainly consider that when you make your decision on that matter. The sturgeon issue, whether or not it would be lawful to go out and target on sturgeon for the purpose of catch and release, may or may not be addressed in their rulemaking. And I think their rulemaking, as I understand it, will make it unlawful to retain sturgeon. It likely will not reach as far as or be clear on whether or not it is lawful to target sturgeon for catch and release purposes. So that's an issue that may not be resolved with clarity in their action today, and we'll need some additional discussion between the two commissions and or agencies as we go through the next few months. The last one, the summer Chinook allocation, depending on how they deal with that, and that we won't know that until we see how it is represented in the letter that comes from Governor Kitzhaber to their commission. We may have a difference. We may end up with a difference in our policy versus their rule, but that difference won't actually become a problem until 2017. So it will give us some time to work through that difference. It is my understanding, at least from the draft letter that Kitzhaber was working on, that there will be some flexibility in the summer Chinook allocation that will allow for further deliberations between the two commissions. So those four issues, Commissioner Perry, I think that's how I see those, the ones that have the most immediate a potential issue for us are those two, that being sturgeon non-retention versus can you target and fish for sturgeon for catch and release purposes, and then that second one, would we want to implement barbless hooks requirement in a shorter time frame than Oregon, and if there is a difference, how do we reconcile those differences? And I don't think just because they do something in rule that it completely forecloses additional opportunities for us to try to work with them to address the differences that we may have.
Thank you. That was very clear.
Yeah. Thank you, Director. And I'll tag on to that. As happened in 2008, though Oregon is going first in this area where decisions need to be made, it is our desire to be cooperative and in agreement with them for the sake of simplicity and ease of managing the system. Their decision doesn't necessarily dictate that we have to be exactly spot on with what they do, but there is room for us to work out differences that we see are different from our decision. So it's very open yet. All decisions are on the table. We will be looking at these very closely in the next meeting and continue to go forward until we have our policy and rules in place that be happening here in December and January. So, anybody have any questions on these four issues? This time.
Mr. Vice Chair, this is Commissioner Perry again. I would just have one comment, particularly on the barbless hook thing, the rules be consistent enough between the two states that it'd be very clear to the fishing public, whether it be recreational, I guess, what they need to do in the river. And that was my only concern about your comment there.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioner Perry. If any of the commissioners have issues or questions in the interim before our meeting, feel free to call anybody on the committee that maybe can provide additional information to you. Our staff is open. Guy Norman is with us today. Guy, do you have anything to add that's at this time that's relative to what's going on in Oregon and on these issues?
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. No, I don't. I think the director was real thorough in his explanation of the interactions between Oregon and Washington at this point, and I don't have anything to add right now.
Any other questions or comments on the Columbia River fishery update?
Mr. Vice Chair.
Yeah, Commissioner Wecker.
I think we need to have a little bit more of a conversation about what the next steps will be for our commission. I know that we have a two-step process. That's how we differ from Oregon. We establish a policy, and then we do the rulemaking. So if I'd like to ask the director to go through the timeline in light of the need to have rules in place before the next spring Chinook season.
Be happy to do that, Mr. Vice Chair.
Yes.
So this is a little bit complicated, and as Commissioner Wecker correctly pointed out, we do have a different process than Oregon. We also have a State Environmental Protection Act, known as SEPA, that is also something that we need to be mindful of as we work through this. So the first thing I think that I would suggest that the commission consider before we're concluded with today's conversation is to provide explicit direction to me to begin development of a draft policy document that is essentially a policy revisions and or replacement of existing policies. We have a current policy for spring Chinook, for summer Chinook. Our policy for fall fisheries is primarily embodied in our North of Falcon. Am I the only one hearing that?
No.
I hear it, too.
No, I'm hearing it.
And I don't know. I don't think it's me, but
somebody might be on a speakerphone.
It's conversation bleeding off from some other line, I think.
Yeah. It seems like every time I talk, it comes up. So.
Is Guy, are you on the phone?
I was. I just picked up my handset, and it seems like the background noise is still there.
Okay.
Let me try something here. Just a sec here. If it's this okay? Is this going to be okay? You think?
Yeah, I think you're okay.
Okay. So back to today, I would I would request the commission consider giving me explicit directions to develop a draft policy, policy revision, policy replacement for our existing policies, again, for spring Chinook, summer Chinook, and then the fall fisheries that are largely, that policy is largely contained in the North of Falcon policy. And then with that draft policy be put together in a manner that is consistent with the work group recommendations, so that we have a common point of beginning to begin our discussions and deliberations. Then on December 14th and 15th, and actually it will be on the December 15th, your work group members, of your commission work group members, along with staff, will discuss with the full commission the outcome of the meetings with Oregon. And after we do that, then we will, the commission will entertain public input on the work group's recommendations. Following that, again on December 15th, at that point, we would be in a position to provide you with a draft policy, and for just a first look, and so discuss that draft policy. That would include provisions for a public review, not on that day, but in subsequent, include insurance that we're compliant with our SEPA requirements, and a schedule for the commission consideration and possible adoption of a revised or replacement policy. So the sequence as we have it set up for your December 15th consideration on this matter, again, is for work group members and staff to provide the full commission an overview of their recommendations, have an opportunity for public comment. Following that, and we're purposely trying to keep these separate, then we would provide our product on our draft policy to you for an initial look. We would request that we be allowed to put that out for public review, posting it on the web beginning the following Monday, which would be December 17th. We would also at that point initiate our SEPA review process. There would be an opportunity on your December 21st conference call for further discussions regarding the draft policy document. So by that point in time, you would have had a chance to read through it. You may have some revisions or edits that you may want to suggest that we think about. We would indicate to the public that those that are providing written comments should be those should be into the commission office by January 4th to ensure that those written documents, that there's time for you to take a look at those prior to your January 11th, 12th commission meeting. At the January 11th, 12th commission meeting, then, you would review that draft policy document. You would hear public comment on the draft policy document. And you would be in the position at that time to take action to adopt the policy. We would have as a backup the potential, if needed, for the commission to delay its action on the policy document, so delay it until the conference call on January 18th. We're not necessarily recommending that, but in the event that, given the public comments you'd heard or received, any other considerations that you may have, that you felt like you needed a little bit additional time before taking action on it, you could do that. The first Columbia River Compact meeting is on January 30th. So about just under 2 weeks after your January 18th conference call. So our target here would be to have the policy go through the draft policy out for public review, SEPA, adoption by the commission in January, so that when I or my designee goes to represent Fish and Wildlife Commission at the Columbia River Compact on January 30th, we'd have a new policy and guidelines in place that would direct and guide our actions and our representation at that meeting. So, Commissioner Wecker and the balance of the commissioners on the call, that's how we have this process laid out. You'll see some language in your green sheet that you'll receive here in a day or two. Tammy's just getting the notebooks completed here today. That under the action requested is, you'll see we would be requesting of you to give us direction at that point in time to have the draft policy out for public review again beginning the following Monday, which would be December 17th. So I'm hoping that I explained that in a manner that you understood it, that it was clear.
Yes, thank you.
Very good.
Very clear.
Yeah, very thorough, Phil.
We do need to provide some direction here for the next step.
This is Mr. Vice Chair.
Yes, Commissioner Carpenter.
Yeah, I'd like to propose a motion, if I may, to affirm a directive to Director Anderson to create a draft policy document related to the proposed recommendations of the Columbia River Work Group.
Yes, Commissioner
Smitten or Smith? I can't quite tell.
Smitten seconded.
Okay. I have a motion and a second to give the director directions to begin drafting a document on our policy statement put together by the Columbia River Working Group. Any discussions or questions? All in favor, say aye.
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 Anybody opposed, say nay. Motion passed. Thank you very much. Anybody got other general discussions for the commission?
Before we, Mr. Vice Chair, before we leave that, I just wanted to go back to what's going to happen on December 15th one more time and make sure that you're comfortable with this, because it is a bit compressed. And I just wanted to talk with you just a little bit about this draft policy. So again, the draft policy, it would be under your instructions, would be drafted in a manner that's consistent with the work group recommendations. So there'll be a lot of things that are directly pulled out of the work group's report and placed into a policy format. We were wanting to be careful that we didn't mix the report of the work group and the public comment on that report with the draft policy and the public comment on the draft policy. And so we're purposely not looking to get that draft policy out until you direct us to do that, presumably, on December 15th, and then the public comment will begin on that draft policy. The challenge for you that I want to make sure you're comfortable with is that you're not going to see that draft policy until December 15th. And we would not have distributed it to the public before that time either. Yet, we'll be asking you your approval And we'll take some time. We'll probably allot about a half hour to walk through the policy just so you're comfortable that the policy is reflective of the work group recommendations, again, as a base, as a starting point. But we'll be asking you at that time to allow us to put that document out for public review the following Monday, essentially. So I understand that you may be critical of us of giving you that document and asking you to take that action on that same day, but I don't know how else to do this and stay on the timeline that we have.
Vice Chair Zubia, Commissioner Jennings.
Commissioner Jennings.
Hi, Phil. Will you be able to get a copy to the Fish Committee so at least the Fish Committee can look at it a day or two before?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
And, Director, I think we have been cognizant of this some time, that we have some issues and deadlines that we need to get this completed by. So, though it's not our first choice, I think it's our best choice. And hopefully we can work our way through this time frame.
And if I may, the other thing that gives me some comfort, hopefully it gives you some comfort too, is the work group recommendations have been out there for some time. We've already had public comment on at least some of those at two previous commission meetings. We'll be obviously providing a significant public comment opportunity at the December meeting. So, and we wouldn't be interjecting anything new into the draft policy that isn't at the, you know, now you may elect to modify it as you, by the time you make your final decision in January, but in terms of what's going out in the public, it's not, certainly not, there aren't any surprises.
Right.
So, okay, I'll leave that. Thank you.
Any other comments on the process? Any other comments on general discussion? I will make one just real briefly, and that is an extent that the staff, including the director, have been involved with Northeast Washington Cattlemen Associations on several meetings in the last few weeks, continuing to explore opportunities to enhance our wolf working plan, and we'll be going into more details and discussions over the next month or two on how we might want to look at some modifications to make the system work better. So the director has done a great job participating in those. I've attended two of them in the last 2 weeks or less, and things are progressing, and hopefully we continue to work our way to stay ahead of the wolf plan and the wolf activities. So, the hunter be aware of that we will give a more detailed report on those next week at our face-to-face commission meeting. Other questions or comments? Hearing none, I will conclude our conference call on December 7th, 2012 at 9:12. Thanks, everybody, for participating, and we'll see each other all next week.